It's our first visit with the band Alien Space Kitchen, the trio. When this duo became a trio in 2016 or so, they released as ASK or Ask or Alien Space Kitchen, the full length Some of This Is True. That was 2016. In the very short years since then, the band has played out exceedingly loud and local, but they've also toured around the country, those lightning tours that keep a band alive and might even make enough money to more than break even on a good run for a few weeks. They've also done what a lot of musicians are doing right now, which is they've had to think long and hard about how you make this thing work in the year 2019. How do you balance performing locally, touring? What does the album even mean anymore? Alien Space Kitchen has hit on a strategy, and they're looking long form in a small way. They have begun to release the EP project. They are thematic EPs, thematic in terms of content and concept, but also thematic in terms of musical style for a band that can move from style to style. It seems like an interesting challenge to set yourself, especially when you're talking about doing maybe 10 of them. Three of them have already been recorded, and the first one came out a few months ago, end of last year, we'll say, called The Golden Age of Climate Change. We got the band into our Studio C. Studio C, which is one of the sweetest rooms you could ever imagine for an acoustic player. But once the drums and the electric instruments and the pedals come in, it turns into a garage, somehow appropriate for this outfit. So we're going to go to it right now. The band are, let's do it this way. The band are Drew on lead vocals and guitar, Noel on drums and second vocals, and Mess on that great big bass. We'll save some quality time to meet the band and talk to them, but let's get right into Studio C right now with Alien Space Kitchen.
Hello, this is Alien Space Kitchen at KUNM. We're going to play a song for you today. It's called Down in Flames. It's off our latest record, The Golden Age of Climate Change.
Shame. Oh yeah, well it's all going down, it's all going down.
This one's called Who Controls the Weather? This one's called Out of Control. Okay. Start over. cactus, nowhere to land. There's nothing to guide us, we crashed in the sand. Oh, it's out of control.
Could you name this band something different than Alien Space Kitchen? I have to know.
Okay. the name was originally Alien Test Kitchen. And that was a story that I made an outline for and never finished. But it was about this kid in Dulce, New Mexico, that was raised in an underground facility. And his dad was a high-ranking Air Force officer. And there was a fight between the aliens and the government in this underground base, and his dad said, "You got to get out." And so he wakes up in this little grocery store in Cerritos, New Mexico, and he's got a briefcase open, and his dad has left him this note, and he said, "Son, I can't ever see you again." Gave him money, new identity. He said, "There's a car out front." He's like, "You know, here's your old Strat too. Have a good life." And so he wakes up and he sees this, and he's like, "Oh, I've done nothing my whole life except, you know, I've never, you know, done anything but be in this base with my dad." So he had to start a new life. And so he started a rock band.
So he wasn't testing recipes with Christopher Kimball. Because there have been questions about his alien status, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so. this when the name came along, this band was a two-piece. And then it was a two-piece of Drew and Noel. And then you made some mess. And you brought in this bass player here. So tell me how the band sort of changed direction and maybe ambition once you brought him on.
So after we made our first record, it was called Just Ask. And it was Noel and I. And we were just like,
we needed a bass player.
We definitely needed a bass player. And so we'd submitted that record and we won a New Mexico Music Award thing for it. And our friend Tony was like, dude, now's the time to put an ad in. And because we had just won that award, it's like a winner of awards.
So we could say award-winning band needs bass players.
And we did. And Mess called, and we had him up for an audition, and we just knew immediately. We auditioned several people, but Mess was just he knew every one of the songs. He played them like flawlessly, and it was like
played. We did not ask him to, but he played until he hurt himself. You know.
Yeah, was just because 2 hours, and he was just
I bled that night, and I thought that tells me. And plus, you know, the other thing I liked about these guys was, you know, for musicians, they had a higher than room temperature IQ, which was really kind of nice. You know, an extra benefit.
Pride myself, and
they smelled okay.
And did you know their catalog coming in, or were you just like studying up for the audition?
Good question. What happened is I contacted Drew, and he showed me where I could get the songs. I said, dude, I like these songs. This is good. You always, when you're a side musician, dude, you always go for good songs and good singing. And I thought, well, these guys got that stuff down. And so I came out of retirement, and I said, I'm going to learn these songs. I'm going to play some neat bass lines of this stuff. And I got all excited, and then I went up to Santa Fe where they were living and auditioned. But I warned him, I was an old guy. And Drew says, that's okay. He says, I've heard your bands before. He says, I like them. I said, nah, dude, I'm an old guy. And
The other piece of that was when he left me a message, he said, check out a band called Flies on Fire. He said, that's my old band with Timmy P in Los Angeles. And so I got online, I found him, I was like, wow. I would have loved to have been, and I don't say that very often. I was like, I would have loved to have been in this band. They were great, short pop songs, really catchy. Like everything they did was like super great. And
there are some videos out there if anyone wants to see Flies on Fire, and you can see Mess jumping around then.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll have some shows around here, and then you can come see him jumping around now.
Well, some of This Is True was the first trio album that came our way.
Yeah.
Full-length album. But now you've become sort of devoted to a new approach to how the material comes out. And this is described as the thematic EP.
That's right.
And we're catching you when one of them so far, The Golden Age of Climate Change, came our way in the wintertime. But there are two more ready to go, and
that's right.
How many more planned?
I think 7 to 10. 10 would be really ambitious. 7 would be nice. So how this all got started was I write a lot of stuff, and we never know quite how to put it all together. We've got songs from 5 years ago, songs from yesterday, and Noel said, it seems like you have a lot of songs about weather, a lot of songs about climate. Why don't we just do something about climate and weather? And I thought, wow, just a handful of songs right here would work. And so that became our first EP. And then Terry said, you have enough songs. Why can't we just keep going and do themed EPs for, you know, your political stuff, your surf songs, your party songs, your
punk songs,
and that's where we're at.
So the thematic is not just subject matter, but also, I mean, what we've heard is, I mean, it feels like just the edge of punk, either just before or just after. That's sort of the feeling I have.
It's probably accurate.
But that's not the only that's not the only groove that you play as an ensemble. So are you thinking of matching style to topic in these EPs?
Maybe not so much. We're just everything that comes through will go through the ask machine, and it will all kind of sound like us. But we have this song's called The Decline and Fall of Western Civilization. There's another conflict, there's another fight, there's another war going on tonight, there's another spy plane flying overhead, there's another country.
Does the EP, the thematic EP, give you the merch to carry with you, so each time you hit the road you have something new rather than that two years for an album and people.
Exactly. It is nice to have something new. And then because the EP is more bite-sized, if you will, we can have them more frequently.
And our merch table is going to look kind of like a counter at a grocery store of all these different cereals you can buy. And you can look at the covers and go,
exactly.
I'm kind of a punker. I'll get their punk one. And then for my babe, I'll get the soft and fluffy, you know. So they have a choice. You know, choice is huge.
Take your poison, partner.
Lastly, Drew, when you're writing topical music, we have to acknowledge that the story changes so quickly, and the characters change so quickly.
It certainly does.
I mean, I wrote a whole thing about the Mueller report dropping on Friday, and I don't know if and it name checks all these people who I don't know if anyone's going to know who they are, you know, in 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So, how do you approach writing topical? Do you write it from a higher point of view where you're not?
I try and zoom out a little bit, so it's a little bit. There's a few lines I changed. I was writing on the political record, and I thought, oh, this actually kind of names somebody, or, you know, this or that. And I thought, you know, how can I just kind of, you know, make a smooth edge on this?
And you know
and
what?
And it worked.
It killed me, though, because I had this whole concept for the back of the EP cover. And then he tells me he left out that part of changed those lyrics. So now I'm going back to point
one.
Well,
because exactly like you say, it's like 2 years from now.
Yeah,
you know, that won't be the case anymore.
Yeah.
and or maybe sooner.
And I spent weeks learning what to rhyme with Papadopoulos. And Alrighty, you've been listening to Alien Space Kitchen, captured live in our own Studio C, the garage space here at KUNM. The band are Drew, lead vocals and lead guitar, left-handed. All right. Noel on drums, second vocals. Mess on the big bass. That does it for us. Remember, alienspacekitchen.com is where you want to go as these EPs roll out, and they could be rolling out real quickly. So that's where you want to go, alienspacekitchen.com. I made a promise that when we have them back next, we're going to get them out of the garage and put them in the suite room. Something to look forward to maybe a few months down the line. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.